Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House Transportation Committee had a couple of meetings this week, and one of them had to do with some legislation that's aimed at making our highways safer. What's going on here?
Well, April is National Distracted Driving Month and a good time for everyone behind the wheel to consider putting down the phone and practicing safer driving. In Pennsylvania, 16,050 distracted driving crashes resulted in 69 fatalities during 2016, with a reported 52% increase in citations for distracted driving last year. That's why the House Transportation Committee is continuing to examine the issue by holding a public hearing on two current proposals aimed at addressing distracted driving. House Bill 1684 would prohibit operating a motor vehicle while making or taking calls on a handheld mobile phone, except with the use of a hands-free accessory. The bill would prohibit a driver under age 18 from operating a motor vehicle while using any handheld mobile phone or a hands-free accessory. The second piece of legislation, House Bill 892, would create an additional summary offense for distracted driving if a driver is also found to be driving carelessly. The fine for distracted driving would be $50. Distracted driving includes using an electronic device, a grooming device, consuming food and drink, and reading printed material. For more information about distracted driving, you can visit PennDOT's website at www.penndot.gov. Again, www.penndot.gov.
And the Transportation Committee also held a hearing on an issue that's a little more controversial than distracted driving. This has to do with the use of radar. What's going on here?
That's correct. The issue of allowing municipal police to use radar to detect vehicle speeds on local roadways was discussed during a recent House Transportation Committee hearing. Under current Pennsylvania law, only the state police can use radar to track vehicle speed. House Bill 2148 would change that by creating a six-year pilot program that would allow accredited municipal and regional police to, for the first time, use radar as a speed timing device. Under the bill, radar would be used only by full-time police officers and only after an approved course of training and refresher course every 3 years. The legislation includes several provisions to prevent potential abuse and provide for a defense against prosecution if it can be demonstrated that radar use is generating 1% or more of the municipality's total revenue. Supporters of the bill believe it could help reduce speed-related crashes, while opponents have concerns about overzealous use of the devices to raise money for municipalities. According to the Pennsylvania State Police, speed was cited as a factor in just over 31,000 crashes in 2016.
Also, we are looking at warmer weather here, and that means a lot of folks are thinking about vacation. And, of course, Pennsylvania has many, many state parks that are available. What do people need to know about getting out there to the state parks?
Now that spring has arrived, the nicer weather will allow Pennsylvanians more opportunities to explore our state's 121 beautiful state parks, which are operated by the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Pennsylvania's state park system manages 300,000 acres for popular recreation activities such as hiking, picnicking, camping, fishing, hunting, and boating. Pennsylvania state parks do not charge an entrance fee. However, fees do apply for some activities at the parks. If you like to enjoy the outdoors with your dog, there are also 56 state parks that offer dog-friendly campgrounds. To learn more or to find a park nearby, you can visit the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources website at www.dcnr.pa.gov. Again, www.dcnr.pa.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.